Summer weekends, they just hit different. They expand your horizons as you traverse the city and burbs in search of a unique event, a favorite artist, or maybe, if you're lucky, a fateful meeting.
Summer loving happens so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
We can't promise you love, but we can recommend some places you might be able to find it. I know a lot of folks connect on dating apps, but rom-coms tell us love can still happen in a meet-cute, but only if you're there to find it. So let's start with festivals. Roxborough Spring Fest happens on Saturday. It's on Ridge Avenue from Lyceum to Leverington, featuring everything from live performances to plein air painting. It starts at noon. If you're looking for a creative bay, head to the Fairmont Art Scrawl on Sunday. You'll see more than 40 exhibits from local artists, and it also kicks off at noon. If you like food, then you may find a fellow foodie at the South 9th Street Italian Festival. This year, the two-day fest starting on Saturday honors Jerry Blavitt, the geeter with the heater, who entertained Philadelphians for six decades before he died in January.
I learned how to dance by watching my mother. The Italians, whenever that radio was on, they would start to dance. And I watched my mother's steps, and I danced in Jitterbug with my mother.
Thanks for the memories, Jerry. The South 9th Street Italian Festival starts at 11 a.m. both days. There are even more festivals in and around Philly, and we'll have them on our website, whyy.org/things to do. The LGBTQ plus community is gathering for Pride Fest. They're celebrating through the weekend with opening and closing parties and a tribute to Elton John. One of the most anticipated events is the Pride Parade that goes from Lambertville, New Jersey to New Hope, Pennsylvania. And once they get to New Hope, the Pride Fair begins with food, community, and arts vendors and live performances from artists like dance icon Ultra Nate. The parade starts at 11 a.m.
Daddy, we're eating your favorite meal today, chicken and biscuits.
If you've ever had a good combination of chicken and biscuits, you know it's both filling and tasty. That's what the creators and cast of the play Chicken and Biscuits hope you'll take away from their production at the Bristol Riverside Theater. Douglas Lyons wrote this comedy about what happens to two sisters when a family secret is revealed at their father's funeral. It goes through June 4th. Weekends, they're for the birds. We mean that literally. A new exhibit, Illuminating Birds, is opening Saturday at the Academy of Natural Sciences. The interactive exhibit focuses on drawings and books on birds. At the exhibit, you can even try your hand at creating avian art. Illuminating Birds is free with museum admission.
I can't stop chasing my dreams. Every night I lay my head down, but I can't sleep.
Indie record store Brewery Town Beats, in conjunction with Radio Kismet, is hosting a four-week series called Black Diamond Soul. Their first event takes place on Friday with New Jersey's own Black Butterfly, who you may know if you're familiar with local jazz collective Omar's Hat. She's at Radio Kismet on 34th and Sansom, and the show starts at 8. David Bowie and Prince, two of the most creative artists of their time. And in 2016, both transcended into a higher realm within months of each other. These phenomenal talents will be remembered at Ardmore Music Hall's The Music of Bowie and Prince on Sunday. Musicians from the bands Twiddle, Pink Talking Fish, Talk, and Cool 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 will perform. The show starts at 7:30. That sounds like our cue. We're going to ride on out of here on Beethoven's Night. You can hear it live at The Man tonight at 8 p.m. Yannick Nezet-Segan is conducting the Morgan State University Choir along with Dr. Eric Conway. It's part of the HBCU Festival at The Man, but it's the only part of it that still has tickets available. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll be back next Thursday with another edition of Things to Do. We invite you to head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more info, including when you can find free activities for kids at Sister Cities Park and what's happening at Philly's Magic Gardens starting on Friday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.